There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, here we go. Time for us to give back to the community that gives so much to us. First letter comes to us from a gentleman by the name of Christian. He says, gentlemen, the girl I'm seeing mentioned that she thinks it's sexy when a guy can cook. Hey, Chris, this is right up your alley.
Woohoo!
But I can't. I can grill steaks and hot dogs, but that's about it. Listen, dude, if you think that you can grill steaks and you, you can't cook and you can't grill steaks, that's a pretty high class. Anyway, let me continue with the letter. He says, she's coming over tonight, and I'm going to order food from an expensive restaurant and pass it off like I cooked a special Valentine's Day dinner for her.
Oh, no.
What do you think? Is this a bad idea?
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah,
Chris, eventually they will catch you.
Yeah, this is a really,
you might
really,
as well just
really...
open up a can of Chef Boyardee ravioli and,
you don't think Dinty Moore beef stew is good enough for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you can step up. Chef Boyardee, man, for Valentine's Day.
No, but wait a minute now.
Yeah?
The relationship should not be based on...
Lies?
No, this is a both-ways thing. There's problems with the woman here, too. That if you like someone or you love someone, you've got to de-emphasize their shortcomings and focus on their positives. If he's a great guy in other areas, but, gee, he can't cook...
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that shouldn't be a big deal. That shouldn't be a deal breaker.
It's a good point. A lot of people, when they go out on the first few dates, they try and put their best foot forward. They try and make themselves look so much better than they, actually are. And all you're doing is starting off on lies. Because when the truth comes out, and then there's great disappointment. Now, unless she's got a great sense of humor, where he could possibly pass on and say, hey, remember on that Valentine's Day where I made that veal parmesan and... chicken marsala and fettuccine alfredo, which, by the way, that's what I'm making tonight. Anyway.
Heart attack on a plate, fettuccine alfredo.
And if he can do it with a joke, that's fine. But if she can't, well, then she's going to start thinking, well, what else have you lied to me about?
There are not going to be a lot of women, not a lot of women that I know of, who are going to like to say that, that Valentine's meal that I cooked for you last year, that meal was a fraud.
Yeah.
No one's going to be happy about that.
Speaking of shortcomings, and I hesitate to go here, but did you see the guy online about the wedding proposal?
No.
There's a guy online this morning. He proposed to his girlfriend. His girlfriend turned him down because of his shortcomings.
Oh, my.
Nothing else. Not his bank account.
My.
Not his job. Not whether or not he bathes, doesn't bathe enough.
Well, then he's lucky because that...
Right. That's that, someone he doesn't want to be with that. Right.
That gold-digging shrew... doesn't deserve the guy. All right. The next one comes to us from Tina. Tina's 23 years old. She says, guys, I lost my job about 6 months ago. I've been living pretty frugally until I find a new one. My boyfriend doesn't have that problem. In fact, he's got a great job where he makes a ton of cash. I told him I didn't want us to spend more than $40 each on Valentine's Day gifts this year because that's all I can afford. But he said he's gone way over that. Should guys always spend more on Valentine's Day, or should you talk about how much you're willing to spend? Well,
the problem is, if you try to outdo yourself every year, eventually you're going to get to where you can't.
You're
going to
go broke, yeah.
No, I think this trying to outdo or keeping track of the money, that sounds kind of unromantic to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you should. I don't think you should keep track. If he's got the wherewithal, let him do what he wants to do. You do what you can do. And it sounds like he's the guy that would say, you know what, I understand. Don't worry about it.
Don't get me anything this year. You don't have the money for it.
Yeah, don't sweat it. Let me take care of everything.
Let's
spend
a day together or do something together that doesn't cost anything. That's fine.
Here, let me go to this fancy restaurant and buy a really nice meal and pretend that I cooked it.
You can watch me eat it.
Yeah, you can. You can sit over there. You can clean up, okay, hon?
Yeah. No,
and there are lots of relationships where one person has more money than the other.
Sure.
You just have to let that ride.
That's your situation, isn't it, Tom?
Absolutely.
All right, last letter from Laura. Laura says she's been dating a new guy for a few months, and he has, quote, an amazing body. She says he has to stay fit for his job. I'm not chubby or anything, but I'm definitely not ripped with muscle. Laura, guys don't want women that are ripped with muscle. Curves are good. Anyway, she goes on and says, my boyfriend, on the other hand, is quite ripped. It makes me feel insecure. I'm wondering why such a fit, handsome guy would be interested in me. Is it a bad idea to date a guy you think is more attractive than you? Will the relationship always be off balance?
Dating up the food chain, man. It's tough sometimes.
This guy, Lauren's guy, should run. Because he is always going to be suspected of. You know, when one person thinks they're not worthy of the other.
I'm not worthy.
That will lead to suspicion and monitoring and stealth following and all of that.
You know, that is one aspect of it. I think Laura should listen to her guy and take to heart what he says. Really listen. If he compliments her and says, you're beautiful and I like the way you look and you're sexy and all that stuff, she's got to quit. She got to set aside the self-doubt, set aside this image issue that she has of herself and listen to what the guy says.
Right. What if he says, because I like being with you more than anybody else that I can think of.
At the time.
You know, you really didn't want to be a political commentator. You wanted to be Dr. Phil, didn't you? That's your secret ambition is to be Dr. Phil, right?
I have many talents.
You know, what you got to do, hon, is get over it. Just shut your pie hole and accept that you're good looking.
I worked
there,
once
Dr.
with
Phil.
She was a female reporter who was average looking. And her,
tell her that?
And her boyfriend was very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
She said once they went out to dinner at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And she got up to use the ladies' room.
Yeah.
The waitress slipped the boyfriend her phone number when was bringing the check to the table.
Oh, wow.
And she found out about it.
Wow.
Want to talk about feeling insecure?
Dude, I'll tell you this. It ain't never happened to me, and ain't never going to happen to me. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Well, you know, if I would hit the right button at the right time, the transition would sound much more professional, don't you think?
I'm going to go to Philadelphia tomorrow to see my family, which is always nice. I have a niece. Philadelphia! Philadelphia! It always sounds like they're saying fluffy when they talk.
Where are you from? Fluffy?
Fluffy? Yeah, you know the Fluffy Eagles? The Fluffy Eagles? No, I never heard of the Fluffy Eagles.
No, Fluffy Eagles. Fluff, fluff, fluff.
And then I imitate that in my head. You know what? Did you ever hear something like, one time I heard this guy from Long Island, like, I was at a sandwich place at the airport, and I heard him go, yeah, that's $5. You know what I mean? $5. And then I was on the airplane, sitting on the plane, imitating him, so I'm like, $5. $5. $5. And then the lady next to me saw me. You know what I mean? Then you feel like, oh my God, I better explain, because I think to her it looked like I had like a Tourette syndrome. I'm like, $5. So then I go, no, I'm not crazy. I was imitating a guy I heard. Never mind, I still look crazy, you know? Like I look any more normal. No, I'm just imitating a guy I saw. $5. $5. $5.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.